and we actualize. We do not need this mic, but we do it for props, probably.
How many years have we been?
Oh, we have been around for 3 years.
Yes.
It has been a very good accomplishment. It has been great. Hello, everyone. I'm Ronaldo McKenzie, the president of the Neoliberal Corporation, the founder and the president of the Neoliberal Corporation. And with me is...
Valentin Olsen, guys.
Yes. And today is a very important day. Today is a memorable day. Today marks the day that we started the Neoliberal Corporation. And I have a message for you. This is going to be a very short and terse showing, because we're just sharing with you a message that I prepared for you guys. So we're celebrating 3 years of bold innovation.
You hear that? Bold innovation. Yes.
Today, April 21, 2024, marks a significant milestone for the Neoliberal Corporation, the Neoliberal. For 3 years, we have stood as a beacon of independent grassroots ingenuity, daring to challenge the status quo and pioneer solutions for tomorrow's challenges. At the Neoliberal, we invite you to join us in commemorating this journey of boldness and innovation. Yes?
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you want to read the script as well. At the Neoliberal, we embody versatility. We are not merely a company. We are a multifaceted entity, and I say a movement, encompassing think tank initiatives, independent media endeavors, IT solutions, web design innovations, publishing ventures, cutting-edge research endeavors, educational initiatives, and dynamic content creation. Our mission is clear: to serve the world today, to solve tomorrow's challenges by making popular what was the monopoly. Now, our comprehensive range of services and solutions speaks to our commitment to excellence. And of course, Dante, you see some of the services that we offer. You didn't realize we were so large.
Well, I have realized and I have known, but just as far as the platforms,
yeah,
you know, it's growing. Our platforms, and we are growing on so many platforms.
We are growing on so many fronts, and I've often said to you that when you start a company, fine, capital is important, finance is important, but you cannot stop your dream. You cannot kill your dream because you don't have financing, because you don't have the capital to do so. There are other ways you can do that, because of course people will invest in you when they take you seriously. People take you seriously when you are constantly bombarding them with your presence over and over and providing cutting edge innovative research and information. And of course with the connections that we have. Now, as it relates to the services and our solutions here at the Neoliberal, IT and web design, where we partner with Ants Business Solutions, and they are at the AntsBusinessSolutions.com, where we deliver state-of-the-art IT and web design solutions tailored to your needs. That's just one of the services and the solutions we provide. We provide free news and media services, of course. You can tune into our podcast, the Neoliberal Round podcast, on anchor.fm or any stream, any audio or podcast stream. You can go to anchor.fm/Neoliberal and then you can find all our streams where we are available. And you can explore our YouTube channel at the Neoliberal Round by Ronaldo McKenzie. You can go to youtube.com/Ronaldo McKenzie. And of course, you are here on YouTube, but we're going to do another take of this as well. And this is sometimes we will broadcast from Philadelphia, where our main offices are. Sometimes we will broadcast from Jersey. We have other place offices, and in New York, where you see our studio locations is here in Philly, Long Branch, New Jersey, or Manhattan, New York. But today we're in Philadelphia. We started in Philadelphia, and of course we also provide we also have publications and magazines. Mm-hmm. We have several publications. And so we invite you to dive into the Neil LeBoy Journals at thenailleboy.com/thenailleboyjournals. You can go to the Neil LeBoy Post at ronaldocmckenzie.com/the-neilleboy-post. That's offline. ronaldocmckenzie.com is offline. It will be back up soon. That's largely because of funding.
Very soon.
Yes. Okay. But there is a lot of content on the ronaldocmckenzie.com and the Neil LeBoy Post. So we can't afford to lose that that website. We are trying to get it back up and running for you. But because we have dipped our foot in so many different things, I don't know. But
we have to hand one task at a time, and I think that's where it's taking place.
There's also the Neil LeBoy blogs.
Yes.
Sorry, you're making a point, and I caught you. What was the point?
No, you're fine.
There's the Neil LeBoy blogs. There is at ronaldocmckenzie.blogspot.com, and of course there's a Neil LeBoy commentary via our LinkedIn feed, and we actually this particular message is available in as a post on our LinkedIn newsletter feed alongside the Neil LeBoy More magazine at thenailleboy.com. So as we illuminate critical issues shaping our world, you can dive into any of these journals or publications we've provided. We have several other magazines and publications. You can check us out on academia.edu and ResearchGate. But there's also our lectures and educational initiatives. Join us in exploring Caribbean thought, Caribbean theology, globalization, what else? Liberal studies, and critical thinking and philosophy. Those are courses and topics and subjects that we have been doing some work on. We have taught classes, led classes, and provide resources in these areas, delving into crucial topics through lectures and educational resources. There's also our books and our essays. We have a plethora of essays that we have published through other third party means, the Jamaica Green and the Jacobin magazine. There is one that we published in You Need to Hear This magazine, and in our own magazines and publications, and there's the book. So engage with our thought-provoking literature, including Neoliberalism, Globalization, Income Inequality, Poverty and Resistance, which is book one of the Neoliberalism book series, as well as Neoliberal Globalization Reconsidered, which is book two in the Neoliberalism book series, which the manuscript is complete and we are getting ready to publish. Now, our books and our essays are available at store.theneoliberal.com. We are having problems with our books, with the hard and paperback books. That's one of the major issues we are having is printing and distribution. We distribute our books through a third party service, and that is costing us a lot. Say for example, I tell you that we sold, let's say for example, and this happened on one weekend, for about one week we sold about 5 books. Each book cost about what, $50 or $40. We made $5.47. We've made more than that in terms of the audiobook and stuff, but for five, I was looking at the receipts and the earnings for a particular month, and Ingram Spark sent me a report, and then they tried to justify that. To say, oh, this is the cost and this is what happened, and pay me a check of $5.47. I mean, this podcast is not about that, but what we are doing, we're trying to cut out the middleman. We will release several essays shortly. We know how to do that. we have the resources how to do that. We are academics and we are very smart. We have been in the business for a while. I mean, we're celebrating 3 years, but we've been in the business for over 10 years. Of course, we're only limited by capital and funding, but we know how to cut the middleman. We know how to publish. Publishing is not that difficult. With the technology and the tools and the resources we have, publishing, the ability to publish and to develop a media company, it's not that difficult. You have to have time and you have to be willing to, and you have to be well-researched and have and connections and so on. It takes money as well over time, but we are having a problem as it relates to the distribution of the book. The book was reviewed as an erudite analysis. We know that the book is doing well. It's highly reviewed. It's a textbook in several places, available all over the world. But that's part of the problem that we are having. We're not realizing the earnings from our book that is doing well. And then they create ways to hide the sales of your book. But we are having to deal with that. But we're gonna address that. Our publishers have been able to publish that book. We've spoken with them. They said that they are going to do their own investigation and they're gonna try and help and find out what's going on. So I know what I did, we turned off global distribution to anybody's in the hardcover and the paperback. Is maybe you might have one or two copies available at Amazon or Barnes & Noble, but maybe it's left from what they have. But you should not be able to purchase the other book from anywhere else except from us here in the Network. You can message us. You can message me. I'm available anywhere. Twitter, Facebook, social media. You can message us here on YouTube, thenetwork.com. You can email us at info@thenetwork.com. But that's what we have had to deal with. That's the decision we are having to make. We have technology, we have to make. We have quite a lot of internet properties, ideas, and so on that we have to protect. So what we do is that we have created titles. We created titles and apply ISBN to those titles so as to protect them. But there's so much we have to do. That's what's happening. Now, to Neoliberalism, Globalization, Reconsider, which is book two, will be published shortly. It's available. You can start pre-ordering from store.theneoliberal. Our store is the store.theneoliberal.com. Additionally, you can discover insightful essays such as Police Brutality and Tyree Nichols. We did an article on the Tyree Nichols situation. It's available in You Might Need to Hear This magazine, or You Might Need to Hear This.com. Yeah. In terms of some of our other services and solutions, research and studies, we prize ourselves in terms of doing, well, we are embarking on several research studies. Coupled with part of my research and our research at various at Georgetown University, hoping to begin and of course transitioning to Temple University in the coming fall. We're doing so we ask you to embark. We're embarking on a journey of discovery with our research endeavors spanning topics such as exploring attitudes towards Afro-Caribbean beliefs in Jamaica and the Caribbean. Of course, you can visit our research. We have a research gate. You can go to our research gate and you can learn more about this study. You can go to also the neoliberal.com and learn more about this study. And you can also, if you live in the diaspora, you are from Jamaica or the Caribbean, then you can participate in the study. We will expand the study later on to include other individuals, depending on what we are trying to find out and what we are trying to achieve. There's also research studies in income inequality using the Gini coefficient. In fact, Neoliberalism Book One was based on studying the elasticity of income inequality or of income, and also looking at poverty and the movement of poverty throughout the Caribbean and or the global south. Book two looks at mentions the poverty in post-industrial countries. There's also the podcast study that we have done looking at the socio-political landscape of the US, exploring support for Trump and Biden among Black and Brown communities in New York City, Philly, and Chicago, and other cities. We will be going to other cities to conduct other studies. And of course, that's done by the Neoliberal Round podcast. There's also our special projects and initiatives from the Castro v. Trump and the Trump v. Biden series to exclusive commentaries and investigative reports. We are dedicated to shedding light on pressing issues and amplifying marginalized voices. There's also our breaking news commentaries and exclusive Castro Vitram series, What's Your Story series, What's It Like Living in Philly series, The Crisis Deepens in Haiti, Parts 1, 2. There's also the interview with Brian Concanon of the Institute for Justice and Democracy in Haiti. There's also the Stop the Violence March in Philadelphia on the neoliberal round. That particular podcast episode did featured Cheryl Parker, who is the mayor now. At the time, she was running when we did that episode. Or she was about to announce that she was running, and we interviewed her for about 2 to 3 minutes. We also, other breaking news commentaries and exclusive includes our Homelessness in Philadelphia featuring David Fair, the CEO at Turning Point for Children. And also TP4C ends its CORE program. Its CORE program, City plans to raise CORE, CORE case manager salaries. That was a breaking news that we got first and that we provided for you guys. Coverage of the war in Ukraine and much more. So, you know, as we reflect on our achievements, and just so you know, this particular live recording today is a message. We're sharing with you a message just to reflect on our achievements. And of course, as we do so, we extend our heartiest gratitude to our supporters. Your unwavering dedication fuels our aspirations to grow, develop and expand our contributions to the advancement and preservation of humanity. We are proud to announce that the Neoliberal Corporation was nominated as an innovative company and awarded the Excellence in Business Awards as the most empowering think tank and publisher for 2023-2024 in Philadelphia by Innovation in Business and AI Global, AI, which is Acquisition International Global Media. Of course, our published book, Neoliberalism, and we mentioned it earlier, was reviewed by Kirko's Reviews as an erudite analysis of the economic history of Jamaica and the global south and global north, and was also the editor's pick for their indie special season. Now, the YouTube channel has over 30,000 views, and the podcast is heard in over 30 countries, and is nearing 10,000 plays on Spotify, and is available on almost any podcast stream. Our research and papers on ResearchGate and academia.edu are gaining traction, while our social media platforms are growing steadily with over 100,000 impressions and 10,000 followers. Combined on our social media platforms, given our limited budget and meager revenue, we have accomplished a lot. Nevertheless, irrespective of the challenges we have, our reputational value has quadrupled over the past 3 years, and our neoliberal brand is slowly becoming a recognizable and household name among our niche markets within small but important pockets. Now, we have received hundreds of positive reviews about the impact we are making on people as they access our solutions and information via our plethora of feeds, social media websites, publications, and resources. Our growth is unassuming. Our business is not moving as fast as we would like, given our challenges, or the challenge of finding willing investors and financing. Regardless, we have several investors who are noticing our efforts and work of empowerment, and some have expressed future interests to invest in the coming weeks. So I invite you to join us on this transformative journey. Subscribe for free and explore our store at store.neoliberal.com. Of course, your support makes our mission possible. Consider backing us on Spotify for Podcasters, formerly anchor.fm, by going to anchor.fm/theneoliberal/support, or donate to us via PayPal, the Neoliberal Corporation. Together, let us continue to shape a brighter future as we seek to democratize what was once monopolized and serve the global community by propelling progress forward. warm regards from Ronaldo McKenzie. I'm your president and creator of the Nailable Corporation and the Nailable Round and YouTube channel. Please visit us by going to thenailable.com. Email me at info@thenailable.com or ronaldocmckenzie@gmail.com. Please shoot me a call me at 445-260-9198, which is the number here at The Nail Liberal. And just so you know, we will be releasing several publications this week. Well, good.